Okay, Mark, we've got you here in Georgia. You got to tell me, how did this relationship develop to do this new Star Trek episode?
Well, I've wanted to work with George Takei for a very long time, ever since I interviewed him when I was writing The Twilight Zone Companion, because he was on one of the great classic episodes of The Twilight Zone called The Encounter. And I learned about these fans who were making their own Star Trek episodes, and the quality of them was just staggering. The effects were great, the costumes were great, the writing was very fun, very entertaining. And 30 years ago, a friend of mine came up with a Sulu story for a Star Trek show that never got made, a series called Star Trek Phase 2. And coincidentally, in that episode, Sulu ended up aging 30 years and having a family on an alien planet that he got marooned on. And it seemed the perfect time now to do this great episode.
George, I've seen a portion of the DVD. Once again, you've done a great job.
Oh, you've seen it already.
Yes, I have.
Well, this, too, is another totally undreamed of aspect of this incredible phenomenon called the Star Trek fan following. New Star Trek New Voyages series is really a work of passion. The people who discovered Star Trek back in 1966 when they were in high school or college went on to pursue their various independent careers and became very successful. But nevertheless, 40 years later now, they're still Star Trek fans. And when the last of the Star Trek spin-off series went off the air, Star Trek Enterprise, they didn't want to go cold turkey. So they said, well, let's do our own Star Trek series. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we used to put on backyard plays.
Yeah.
But this time, their friends are Internet friends. This 21st century device that they have. And so they marshaled all their friends from Europe, certainly all over North America, Latin America, Australia, and they started doing a TV series based on Star Trek. They got permission from CBS. And the amazing thing is that they're all independently successful in each their own careers. For example, the young actor that plays Sulu as a young man is a hotshot Washington, D.C. attorney. The actor that plays Dr. McCoy is, in fact, a real doctor in Portland, Oregon. You know, and the spearhead of the whole project, James Cawley, is a very successful Elvis impersonator.
I love it. George, when you first got the original part of Mr. Sulu in the original television series, how did that all come about? Tell me about the audition, how you knew it was happening. This is something I think everyone would love to know.
Well, it wasn't anything too unusual. My agent called and said he had an interview for me at Desilu Studios, a man named Gene Roddenberry, I didn't know from Adam. I went to the interview, and, you know, you're a little nervous when you're going into an interview. I mispronounced his name. I called him Mr. Rosenberry. And he, in turn, also made a mistake in pronouncing my name. He called me George Takei. And I told him, well, that's not the way you pronounce my name, but I have no objections to that pronunciation of my name because there is a legitimate Japanese word that's pronounced Takei, and it translates into English as expensive. But my name is pronounced Takei, and no producer likes to call an actor expensive. So he said, oh, my goodness, yes, you are Takei. And I told him, well, Takei doesn't mean cheap either. And that was how this whole thing began for me.
Did you expect the series to run as long as it did, and also to have the kind of fan base that it developed?
Well, I could tell you that because I fancy myself a visionary, I expected it to go on, and here in the seventh year of the 21st century, I'd still be talking to you about Star Trek. No, I did not. As a matter of fact, the series was very low rated, all three seasons that we were on, and finally, despite the fact that at the beginning of each episode, we announced that we were on a five-year mission. Our five-year mission was cut short in three, and we were canceled then. So, no, I had no idea that we would be enjoying this kind of incredible, amazing longevity.
Mark, you've been a fan of Star Trek since you were a kid, haven't you?
That's right, George. I was very lucky. When I was a child, I was given a Christmas present of a visit to the Star Trek set. So I actually got to see the last original episode of Star Trek being shot. It was very funny because at that point, someone on the set murmured last show of the season, and Majel Barrett said last show ever. And ironically, she's in the Star Trek New Voyages episode that I just directed and co-wrote, and she reprises the role of the computer voice. So I think we've come full circle.